The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Today we read Isaiah chapter 8, verses 11 to 18, a call to trust the Lord. The Lord has given me a strong warning not to think like everyone else does. He said, "Don't call everything a conspiracy like they do, and don't live in dread of what frightens them. Make the Lord of Heaven's armies holy in your life. He is the one you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble. He will keep you safe. But to Israel and Judah, he will be a stone that makes people stumble, a rock that makes them fall. And for the people of Jerusalem, he will be a trap and a snare. Many will stumble and fall, never to rise again. They will be snared and captured. Preserve the teaching of God. Entrust his instructions to those who follow me. I will wait for the Lord who has turned away from the descendants of Jacob. I will put my hope in him. I and the children of the Lord and the children the Lord has given me serve as signs and warnings to Israel from the word of heaven's arm, from the Lord of heaven's armies, who dwells in his temple on Mount Zion." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Stephen has entitled his reflection today, "A Stumbling Stone." He quotes Isaiah 8, verses 13 to 14. "But the Lord of hosts, him you shall regard as holy. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will become a sanctuary, a stone one strikes against. For both houses of Israel, he will become a rock one stumbles over, a trap and a snare." He says, "I remember, after I had been working in a large, successful commercial organisation for several years, going one evening to a small, humble church meeting where we were planning to discuss church business. The week had been a tough one in the company and in the church. Some pretty devastating decisions had been made in the workplace. There were going to be many redundancies, with the threat of more redundancies. Company meetings that week had been tense and anxious. I was thinking about this as I drove to the church. They too had some news. They were losing a minister earlier than they expected. I arrived just as the meeting started. I sat down without talking with anyone and started to look at the agenda. Then, seemingly out of the blue, the chair of the meeting started singing. It was a simple song, just a biblical phrase about the love and mercy of God, repeated several times. The rest of those present at the meeting joined in, and that was it. I was overcome with emotion. My eyes filled with tears as I saw, for a moment, that meetings in the church and the workplace had felt like rocky places causing me to stumble, but these institutional stones had been transformed as the music of God's holiness broke in on me. God truly is the rock of our salvation, and an encounter with God can stop us in our tracks. On this occasion, as my focus changed, so did my priorities. As my heart was broken open, the Lord became my sanctuary." And the thought for today is, what causes my neighbours to be stressed and anxious? Is there a simple song we could sing to enable God's holiness to break through? Let us pray. Lord, open our eyes, change our focus, so we might see as you see, and allow your holiness to break in upon us as the dawn of a new day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. today in our parish prayers, we are praying for our local MP, Holly Lynch, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and members of Parliament. Lord, what a mess political matters are in. Some of us are feeling despair, sadness, loss of trust. Please be with all who make decisions in the running of our country. Please intervene so that your wisdom and guidance is heard and carried out in the midst of the madness and the chaos. And we pray that prayer again of Stephen Wiley. Lord, open their eyes, change their focus, so they might see as you see, and allow your holiness to break in upon them as the dawn of a new day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And the last day of our Mothers Union 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Today is International Human Rights Day. And today we rejoice and reflect on ways we can share God's compassion and love. We are all created equal and are together one with Christ. Respect for women and girls is the responsibility of everyone. So let us pray that we may bring love and respect into the small and hidden places to those who feel unvalued and unseen. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our streets today are Exeter Street, Fairbanks, Fall Lane, Fernley Street, Gasworks Road, Gratrix Lane, Greenups Mill and Greenups Terrace. Lord, for all the homes where people are disillusioned and think our country is in chaos, we pray that your peace will come in and take over. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so as we go into our Friday, pray that the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us, today and every day. Amen. So let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.